Steph. Pump fake on Collins. Steps to his right. Can't get the shot off. Finds Payton again for a dunk inside. GP2 with another dunk. That's his third dunk of the night. And Payton in double figures.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Tim Roy on the call last night. 95.7 The Game. And thank you, Pods. Appreciate that.
Did you, real quick, did you have the local or did you get Snoop Reggie Miller on the Peacock? Snoop was incredible,
I'm a loyal person. Fitz and Kalena.
So you didn't hear this. Can you play it, E?
I heard it.
Back him up. Back him up, GP. Back him up, Steve Ray.
He's
fire.
Already, he's already gone.
Steve banging Inglewood right now. Inglewood. Get him, Steve. You and Inglewood, Steve. The Arizona Wildcat that came out and look at it.
Body, you guys, just tell me you enjoyed just that. I haven't posted on the fire, but.
It's fine. It doesn't matter whether I like it or not. It's the NBA today. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It just is. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't funny. Good. I chuckled. I want to make sure I chuckled.
Okay, all right.
I chuckled when Evan played it for me for the first time. And then I just thought, yeah, well,
Snoop unplugged.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's what life's about.
It hasn't been a positive show so far, but I'm going to point out something that happened last night
that was
freaking eye-opening.
In a good way.
Jimmy Butler shut down Kawhi Leonard.
In a way I've never seen.
He made Kawhi look terrible.
I don't know if that was Kawhi.
Well,
it kept happening. Even the possession before they got a chance to get a two, he forced Jimmy into out of a timeout. He forced Kawhi into. It was like he was just saying, "I'm about to make you fumble, dumble, and lose the rock." I hadn't seen Kawhi like that in forever.
I mean, usually Kawhi can dribble through anything with those hands, but he was losing the ball.
He was taking it from behind him, Steiny.
Yeah, Butler knew. Butler.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, now it makes me want to go back and look to see, you know, if Butler's done that before to Kawhi, because he just absolutely had him.
Wow.
I was going to say flustered, but he doesn't get flustered, Kawhi. But Jimmy was incredible on defense last night.
And maybe
that's one of the reasons why he was a little tired down the stretch.
Right. Like when I say air ball, that's not what I had on the Jimmy Butler bingo card, but I'm not comparing myself to an NBA player. But Steiny, when you get older in any sport, the first thing to go, your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was playing that hellified defense, and he was, I couldn't believe that was the shot and that was the result. Tim Roy was like, air ball.
Oh, here we go. Super chat. Truth J8Z, $2 says, shots on me when Kuminga gets traded. I'm taking you up on that, Truth. Let's pencil in. What's the 15th? What kind of day is that?
We're going to need a lot more than $2.
That's true.
I didn't tell you guys dry December for me.
It's January.
Dry January.
I mean, it's 11 months away, so a lot of preparation.
Can't blame AI on that slip up. Dry January for me, Steiny.
Okay.
Yeah, same, Steiny.
Yeah, sure.
Till Friday. I'm back. Man, make me feel better, man. I'm trying, man. I can't.
You are such a lost cause.
Warriors are going to break a lot of dry Januaries.
That's true. It's a good one.
I'm being real to my two guys. Do you think the 15th can come and go? I'll even put the 20th. And Kuminga's still a Warrior? Because now Maybe. We're getting into you guys. Everybody botched this thing worse than the kicker for the Ravens Sunday night.
Well, all I'm going to say is if they've got kind of an agreement, and I think what might be going on is it's become apparent his heart's not in it here.
But hold, okay.
I'm just telling you.
I want you to react to this before you finish your formula. If they had an agreement, Kerr wouldn't have told Bonte and Evan that he was playing Friday.
You're right, or he doesn't care anymore.
Ooh.
You know, and he's just saying that. But anyway,
you said you don't care. I interrupted, but you don't care if the 20th comes and goes. But it's an eyesore.
But what
man.
I'm saying is, if they feel like Kuminga's just doesn't want to be here, and then they're going to just say, "Look, just we'll move you." When we move you, but you ain't playing. And if that's the situation, maybe it doesn't end on the 15th. I will say this. I mean,
we
once,
so
once
much
the
attention to this date.
Once the 15th, but it's a guy's not even in a rotation. But I mean, the 15th, the one thing that can't happen is you can't have a player just not play. So
you're not good enough to have that player not play. That's what hurts me.
Well,
he's not good.
He's not good enough to demand more time the way he's playing right now. And like, and that's,
well, he's not.
And that's the other thing. When nobody's playing well, okay, I don't give the players any breaks. Mm. So you want to talk about Buddy Hield last night? Fine. That's fair. It would have been great if they put Buddy in and he made 5 of 7. But Buddy hasn't been playing well. Guys who don't play well, they might get the short shrift. Anyway, as far as Kuminga goes, like he can't. I mean, just go get something for him. A player in here.
And I'm being real and honest with you all. This is not how I drew it up. This thing was a story. It was a story like this off season. You know how much of it was one of these stories. And now this is how it's going to end. But the worst part is a Warrior fan is we're not getting any production from that uniform.
Right.
So if Evan Giddings or Carter Chickering were on the Warriors roster now, I'm not coming in here singling out Buddy, but at some point, Buddy's going to have to be thawed out. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking about the future. I want to see what Evan can do. On a night where we're 10 for 41 and we're down to the oldest team in the league, like, Steiny, I just don't get what some of the decisions. I'm throwing everything at the kitchen sink.
Yeah, and this is where, is it the chicken or the egg? You're saying I'd throw everything at the kitchen sink. And I would say through the first 37 games, Kerr has thrown the kitchen sink at everything, and he's still got nothing. Like, he has no consistency. Like, it may as well be the opener tomorrow night, because you're right. There's nothing that's been defined over the first 37 games. Let's go to Oreo Cookie first. Oreo Cookie is in Oakland. What's up, Oreo?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning. Thank you guys for taking my phone call. And we're talking Dubs, man. So I had to call in and get this off my chest. I'm not blaming Day-Day for being Day-Day. When his number is called, he's going to go out there and try his best. But Father Time has him. Mm. Who I'm blaming and putting the feet to the fire is Steve Kerr. I'm looking at the box score, and Draymond got about 32 minutes of playing time. And I look, he scored 6 points, 32 minutes, and only 6 points. It's not fair for the rest of the guys to play 32 minutes for 4 versus 5 basketball. That is hurting us. That is going to wear us down. Steve Kerr has to cut his minutes. Steve Kerr, if you walk like a lame duck, you quack like a lame duck, you're a lame duck coach, buddy. Get up out of here.
Appreciate it, Oreo Cookie.
Well, again, Stein, he had 12 assists, 7 in the first half, and I'm just saying he was a plus 15, but that 4-on-5, I really believe, has ran its course, and it is putting added pressure on the others. But now mainly Steph, because some of the others aren't able to take their offensive game to the next level. But when you
let me ask you a question:
4-on-5,
is there any player in the league who plays beyond the 3-point line as much as Draymond, who doesn't get covered like Draymond?
No. If somebody chime in, help me. And if you give me a name, they're right neck and neck.
I mean.
But when we were good enough and we could overcome it when we had Clay and Durant, that's different.
He didn't have to shoot 6 threes. He only had to shoot 3.
Right.
And if he made one.
But now if I'm on
you mentioned Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook?
4.
As a guy who
takes a ton
of threes and is never covered by anybody.
They're coming to town Friday, too.
Let's go to Shane in San Francisco. Hey, Shane, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Golden State Warriors in shambles. What else is new? Yeah, I can't even watch him right now. It's going on four seasons of just doubling and tripling down on boring, mediocre, outdated basketball. Man. And it's at the point where, you know, we are Steve Kerr, the sections of the fan base, the media, we're just cherry picking narratives to convince, I guess, us ourselves that they're contenders. And like, it's at the point where they win one game and it's the Warriors have a one game winning streak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, you look back three, four seasons, they have never been a contender since the championship, and they've been a playing team ever since. And it's not about Kuminga being the difference maker and them being a contender or not. But if you look at the narratives, especially like the cognitive dissonance advanced by Steve Kerr and the fan base around Kuminga about where he doesn't fit, Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome are safer players, Moses Moody's a starting power forward, he doesn't fit with Jimmy.
Yep.
Oh, they were 23-8 without him. All of it's just fool's gold, and it doesn't really mean anything. If they would have just doubled down and admitted that they weren't a contender and committed to Kuminga, at least now you'd either have a more solidified role player, maybe a really good starter, you know, anywhere, but you'd have a better asset in anything, and they were never a contender to begin with. So it's just so ridiculous, man. I can't even keep up with them anymore. I knew they were going to lose that game. I flick on the TV for 5 minutes at a time, and it's like they're losing to a 20-loss team. Big surprise, you know, but yeah, that's what I got.
Appreciate the call, Shane. And to piggyback on Shane, Stoney, and Butcher and I were texting last night, who cares? But this has to be stylistically not a low point, but Stoney, it's not what others – it's not running and gunning and jumping. It's safe basketball. It's offense with limitations. And we're just not – to thank God for Steph – and we're just not I'm just not used to that, man.
So I swear to God, I'm asking this seriously. So I'm looking at the Warriors schedule this year, and back on December 18th or whatever, they lost to the Phoenix Suns to go 13-15. They were 13-15.
Okay.
Since then, they're 6-3.
And tell me who they beat.
They beat, you're going to play that game now. Dad, you can only play the teams on the schedule,
I
Goo.
Got you, but
they beat Mets. Phoenix.
Okay.
21-15.
Okay.
They beat the Magic. They beat Dallas. Lost to Toronto. Beat the Nets. Beat the Hornets. Lost to OKC. Beat the Jazz. Lost to the Clippers.
Right.
And Hornets looking like a good win.
Man, look at
Charlotte, tough team.
Do I take my victory lap for LaMelo?
Sure, they're 10-32.
Evan, I love the dude. I'm not going to hate Stein. It is what it is, but the bottom line is they're one up. And they punted on the game against OKC, and I thought the Warrior culture would have one of those three just pride, you know, play. And then to, you know, assume you were just going to kick the, you know, Utah's ass, and they were up 12 until Dre got hurt or ejected. I mean, I'm thinking like this could be a nightmare. With all that said, I need you to tell me or any Warrior fan out there what's going to change if you're not going to mess with Draymond's minutes. Because if you're telling me, partner, and you have, but I'll throw it to you again because I'm fixated on this, plus 90 with Draymond on the floor for the month of December without him on the floor, minus 65, how big of a deal? Like, how much would you look into that if this weren't Draymond Green?
Problem is he was plus 15 last night. So, you know, did he feel like he was worth plus 15? No, it didn't. But he was on the floor. Hey, let me just throw a total non sequitur out there.
I'm here for you.
When Joe Lacob says, I think we can win a title. And Joe Lacob says, I think Pods is a future all-star. Like, do you believe him? When he says that?
The title part I do, and I can't be mad at him on Pods, because if that's what you think, that's what you think. But I think that hurt Pods. You didn't ask me that.
Do you think? Okay.
But I think that
I agree.
Him.
I agree. But my question is, do you think Pods will ever be an all-star?
No. Leave Pods alone.
I don't. I think he'll be a damn good role player on a team. Stoney,
The problem is Jimmy Butler, championship coming soon. Yeah. Draymond still talking titles. Like, that matters.
Championship coming soon.
That matters, and it set up some expectations for this team that are, to me, preposterous at this point.
Well, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names never hurt, and words either. Stoney, the bottom line is, I like talk to talk. I like it. Like Lenore was saying, I wanted to guard Jackson Smith and Jigma. Troy Aikman didn't like it. But my point is, you got to go out there and back it up. And for much of last year, and you sold me, and I know why now. Maybe we got 31 or however many games they played when Jimmy came to town, why it looks different than this year. But so, I don't think that's the issue, the verbal.
Okay. Oh, so
like the guy that called.
So you're acting as though the phrase fifth ring for Steph has never been mentioned?
That's what we're living.
That's right.
And they're striking out.
That's right. That's right. Is the goal, do you think the goal?
No, my point is you still got to go.
Is the goal still a championship right now for this team?
Oh, I would think, hell yes.
Okay. Well,
what other goal could there be with these three older stewards?
How about making the playoffs?
Well, okay. Where
I'm serious.
If
you don't think for a second that Draymond saying what Draymond said,
yeah,
and Lacob still talking titles, and fifth ring for Steph, and even Butler saying championship coming soon, you really believe that has no impact on the fan base in terms of trying to convince them that they're still relevant?
Okay, I'll do this. What about All-Star Game in our backyard last year when Draymond went on national TV, TNT, and said we could win it all?
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
But it didn't sound as egregious as it sounds now. They had action and were rolling.
My point is that this fan base is still under the some.
Stoney, we got Steph Curry, man, and we got Jimmy Butler.
Okay, well, you know what? You're going to be disappointed. You just are. I'm sorry. You're going to be disappointed until they pivot.
But can that get us to a second-round exit?
Oh, now? Okay. If you're talking second-round exit, let's have a conversation. I'll have that conversation.
Okay, but how different is that than the chip? Because this is not
it's two additional rounds against better teams.
Stoney, you're 2.5 behind Phoenix for the seventh seed. Portland's closer to you. They're ninth. Okay, Memphis is coming. The Clippers, Dallas, if they get Kyrie back. So I'm assuming the playoffs, but
Hold on. Why would you assume the playoffs? Look at the number six seed right now. Who is it?
Minnesota.
How many games ahead of the Warriors are they?
Four.
4.5.
Yeah. All right. I'm assuming the playoffs through the play-in.
Okay, because the top six is starting to slip away.
But when I ask you, I'm just taking it somewhere else here, because we kind of got off on this exit. How would you describe what you see from the Warriors offensively as a whole?
To me, they don't have an override. They have many issues.
Yeah, but offensively challenged is one, right? Would you get mad if I said
right,
that's
but they're offensively
of Steph?
They're offensively challenged because they're small, they're old, and they're unathletic.
And you got a 6'8
that's not going to change.
That's done. But no, I got
it's
you.
Done.
But if it wasn't done, he would help.
You know what, Goo? I can't even give you that anymore. Mm. He might help. He might not. Marvin in San Francisco. What's up, Marvin?
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
doing well.
Guru, need some help, Marv.
Great to have you back, Guru.
Hey, thanks, bro.
Yeah. You missed him, didn't you, Marvin?
A lot of people miss me.
You guys.
Marv. We all miss your spirit. Okay. The reason I called is that I've said this before, but last night's box score is very telling. I've said that the Warriors have been losing a lot of very close games. They haven't been getting blown out except for the Oklahoma City game. So when you get down to, and I've always said, the coach is worth 5 points a game. So when you lose by less than 5 points, to me, in my system of grading, it says that the coach didn't make some move or did something that basically held his team 4 to 5 points in that game to the contrary. Now, last night, they brought up Draymond Green. Draymond Green had 12 assists. Look at Pajinski, 27 minutes and 6 points. Look at Gary Payton, 15 minutes and 14 points. You could put Richard in there. You could put anybody but Pajinski. If he gets two DNPs, we're going to win two games because he's been costing us all season, dribbles the ball up court, penetrates, then passes out. He slows everything down. The defense gets set, and he doesn't shoot that well. So the bottom line is he's scoring less than half a point a game per minute. So when you go playing for 20 minutes and he only scores 10 points, you got another guy like Richard or Mark or Pat or whatever that are going to score more points. We've been losing close games because this guy's been getting 20 to 30 minutes a game and scoring 10 to 12 points. That's what our problem is. So much would change if you gave that guy two DNPs instead of Kuminga. And you get him on the bench so he's not bogging things down and the ball's flying around. And look at the Oklahoma City game we caught up where the ball was flying around, guys are moving. I'd rather play a Gee at guard than Pajinski. And that's going to be a better point of attack defense, too. Anyway, that's what I think the problem has been. Kerr is married to this guy. He plays in 20 to 30 minutes a game, and he's right. Bogging things down. He doesn't shoot that well, and he can't stop anybody.
All right.
So that's my take.
I got you. Okay. I'll just – when people – what he's talking about to me, I always go to the per 36 then.
Right. Because last night wasn't a great game for box score wise for Paz. But go
so
ahead.
Per 36 minutes, let's talk about who the Warriors' top scorers are per 36. All right, like Steph's this. First.
All right,
32.2 a game.
Jimmy got to be second.
Jimmy second, 22.3.
Pods third.
Pods is fourth behind Kuminga, 17.
And the dude.
Pods 16. Moody, 15. Draymond, 11. Will Richard, 15. Melton, 14. Trace Jackson Davis, 12. Well, my point is Pods is the third of guys who play right now. Yeah. Pods is like their third best scorer per 36 minutes. And
I don't want to be cruel. Is that a part? Could that possibly be a reason why you're 19 and 18?
Yes, absolutely. You, I think, for sure.
And I just need your answer on this. So, I'm asking you to pick your basketball coach in mind. Moses Moody, you were down 12 after the first quarter. I'm not saying that was Moody's fault at all. He scored 4 points. He looks just scared to put it on the floor and do what he does. Why is he starting and he plays 19 minutes and I'm looking at Melton who played 25 and Potts who played 27? So I'm yearning for the day Melton starts. Not saying he's been perfect. My point is, Donnie, make that make sense to me.
Well,
why would a guy start, play 8 less minutes than two others? And my only thing, help me out, basketball dum-dum, I'm just at the chalkboard like, man, why would Moody get the nod if that's how much trust you got in him unless you're having tryouts on the fly per every game? Because that's what this season seems like, and I've said it before.
I mean, I think that...
Talk to me.
All right, let's pick a box score. Boston Celtics. And maybe, I don't know, I'm just taking a team. They played the Bulls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at the Bulls.
Okay.
Coby White came off the bench, played 25 minutes, which was more than three starters. This guy, Dosunmu.
All right.
He played 28 minutes. He came off the bench. He played more than three starters. So
give me one more box score.
It's
if
not
you can.
Totally
like,
unusual.
Give me one more box score from last night. Orlando Washington.
Luke Garza came off the bench and played more than Sam Hauser, who started. Anfernee Simons played 27 minutes, more than their center, who played 24, and Sam Hauser. So like I'm just the Celtics had two players come off their bench, and now I don't know. Maybe that was a blowout. There may have been. So I just. It's not the hugest.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys, I mean, quite frankly, I'd like to start Draymond and then only play him 20 minutes a game.
So why last night's game did Quentin Post only play 13 minutes, do you think? He wasn't in foul trouble.
I don't know. He didn't make a huge impact, and so it's a game where Horford can play, and maybe
Al was letting them fly. I can't say that. Al was letting them go, Stoney.
Yeah.
He sure won an 8 from the field.
All righty. Let's have some fun next segment. We'll finish up with the Warriors, and we will start talking San Francisco 49ers. That segment was sponsored by Safeway.